Okay, today's daf is Yevamah's daf Samach Vav, and today starts the seventh parak here of Yevamah's parak Almana LaKohen Gadol. After finishing this amazing parak of Abal Yevimta, which started back on Daf Nun Gimel and went for about 15 blots, so we're going to talk about a sugya that relates to the story all the way on top, really at the end of the sixth parak, where the Gemara talks about still the last few lines of the Purvu Sugya, where the Gemara talks about Maisa Bisha Achas, Shechetzi Shifcha Vechetzi Baschorin. There was a story about a woman who was half Shifcha, half free, half Shifcha, Vakapu was Rabba Basa Baschorin. A Gemara that comes up a few times in Shas, where we forced the master to free his Shifcha because she's stuck. She cannot fulfill the mitzvah Purvu because her half free side cannot marry an Eved, and her half Shivcha side cannot marry a Ben Chorin. So therefore she's stuck, and we don't want her to be stuck. So that's why we forced the master to free his Shivcha. So the Gemara tried to bring this as a riot to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that a woman is obligated in Puravu. So you see from here, why would we force the master? If she was, she's stuck. So she'll be stuck, so she can't marry anybody, right? So she can't fulfill the mitzvah, but she doesn't have a mitzvah. It must be she does have a mitzvah. And the Gemara answers, Amar Avnachman bar Yitzchak, Minak Hefker Naguba. Really, maybe she was not, she is not mitzuva, she's not commanded to Puravu. But it was still an untenable situation because everyone took advantage of her. There was Minak Hefker Naguba, Rashi, Lafisha lo Haisa Yicholinasi, because she couldn't marry anybody, Haisa Mafkeris Atzma. So she was just with everybody. Uvachot imba, and she committed sins with various different people because there was nobody that she could marry. That's why they forced the Rav to be Mishachrer, and in that way put her into a situation where she could develop a one relationship. Okay, so this relates to the sugya, as we'll see, of women included, whether they are or they aren't included in the sugya of Arvus. Of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. Because we see from here, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, notes, you see from here, the Pashtus, is that women are included in Arvus. This man, the master, was forced by Beis Din to free his Shifcha. But one second, what is the connection of the master to the obligation of the Shifcha for Purvu? Right? It must be, it seems like Arvus. Seems like it would be based on the sugya of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. If I could do something to help you fulfill your mitzvah, then I'm obligated to do that. Right? It's not just a nice idea. That's why Beis Din forced. The Minchas Yitzchak notes this in his Tshuvis, in Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Dalid Os Lamed Beis. Os Lamed Beis, he says, it's this whole sugya about this topic. And he says, "V'chein b'had gittin u'b'shar makomos ma'isi b'sha'achat shechaz yishiv v'chazi b'aschorin v'kavos rabba v'asav ben chorin." Fine. V'ratza lomar mishur Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka v'ashneim noma peruvu v'hu al karchach mitam arvus. It must be based on the principle of arvus of kol yisrael arevim zebazeh. Each person is responsible for each other's ruchnias. The bishlam olamaita asik. Fine. By the maskana of the Gemara mishum deminak hefker naguba. The last line yishlamar tekofim mishum lafrushim isura ha'anashim. La maskana, you could look back and say, well, the only reason we forced the master to free is because she was in this unhealthy religious situation. Nothing to do with arvus. It's just that if somebody is in this minach hefker state, then we're forced. But according to the havamina, that was because of peruvu. Why would we force? It must be ubi yosef domer chatei b'shal shizkai v'recha v'zal karchach mitam arvus. So it must be mitam arvus. And therefore, you see from here that men, at least in this direction, a man has an obligation of arvus to be motzi, but to have responsibility for the woman to do her mitzvah. So where does this come up? So let's take a step back. So we know there is a principle of shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona, meaning if I'm about to do a mitzvah, and you're about to do a mitzvah, I could say the words and be motzi you in the mitzvah. If we both have a mitzvah of Kiddush, so I could say Kiddush and be motzi both of us. If we both have a mitzvah in Megillah, so you could read the Megillah, and I can be Yotzei, even though I have a chiv to read the Megillah. Women, there's a question machlokas whether women have an obligation to read the Megillah or hear the Megillah, but men for sure have a mitzvah to read the Megillah. I've never read the Megillah in my life, but I hear the Baal Koreh, and it's Ki'ilu, I said the Megillah, Shomea Ka'ona. That's Chiddush number one that the Gemara learns out from Sukkim. But then there's Chiddush number two. Even if I already did my mitzvah, I already did my mitzvah. I could still be motzi you in the mitzvah. Let's say I laid the Megillah already, and I was already yosei the Megillah. I could do it again for you. Even though my chiyuv is done, my mitzvah is done, that's the sugya of yatsa motzi, that even if I was yotzi, I could already be motzi, and kol yisrael arevim zebazeh, and arva. So that's said in many number of places in the Shulchan Aruch. Just for example, by Kiddush, Reish Ayin Gimel and Aruch Ayim, yochol adam lakadish lacherim, af al pi she'eno ochel imahem. I can make Kiddush for you. I'm just passing by, and I can make Kiddush. I'm not eating with you. Right? For them, it's Makam Suda. And even though, he notes, and even though usually this principle of Arvus only applies to Birchas HaMitzvah, not Birchas HaNehenin, I can't make a Shahakol and you eat and you drink something, unless I'm also drinking something. But Birchas HaNehenin, it doesn't work. But says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, this, the morning, Bari Priya Gafen, even though that's the only Kiddush, that's Kiddusha Rab in the morning, it's a special Bari Priya Gafen. It's a Kiddush Bari Priya Gafen. And therefore, this Berachas Anenin has the character of a Berachas HaMitzvah, and therefore I can be Motzi you. And may not keep a high Bari Priya Gafen, who chova la Kiddush, ke Kiddush HaYom Dami, v'yachalo tziyam, af al pi she'eno nehenem. Right, so that is the that's said by Kiddush Friday night, and it's also the Ramah says Vafilu b'Kiddush Yom b'Shachris b'Shabbes Mutter Lasos Kein. So that's the principle of Arvus and Yatzah Motzi that works in many different areas of halacha. It is a fascinating sugya, which we're not going to focus totally on Arvus in general. We're going to focus on Arvus and women, but just to note, why is this true? Why is this allowed? I have a mitzvah to do, so I should have to do my mitzvah. What is it? How could you help me if you've already done your mitzvah? You've done your mitzvah. I could, if it's possible, if I don't know how to say the words, so then okay. But what if I know how to say the words? Still, I'm not in the mood, right? You can be motzi me. So the Ritva's Lashon, I think we quoted this recently in Ashir, the Ritva's Lashon is because all Jews are guf echad. All Jews are one guf. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtes. Even though mitzvahs are talu, our mitzvahs are incumbent upon each and every Jew. They're all like one body. Like a guarantor. I'm paying your loan because I'm, you know, connected to you. And I'm responsible for you. And the Ran goes one step further. The Ran there in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavtes adds in one line, not just the positive that I'm responsible for you, but the Ran says here on Daf Ches, where is it? On the Daf Ches, I'm an Aleph in the Daf Erif. Here it is on top. Shari Kol Yisrael Revim Zebazeh B'Mitzvos V'Kivin Shelo Yatsa Chavero Kimi Shelo Yatsa Hudami. If you have not fulfilled your obligation, then my obligation is not completely fulfilled. I did my mitzvah already. What does that have to do with any other Jew? The answer is all Jews are connected. So if there's another Jew out there that hasn't done your mitzvah, and you have the ability to help them fulfill that mitzvah, then you have that responsibility. Right? Amazing. That that applies. I have a lack, not just we're together positively, but I have a lack if you didn't do your mitzvah. There is a lumdish sugya, maybe we'll relate to this a little bit later also, in terms of how do we look at arvus. There is a question that's asked by seven or eight sugyas, what's called klali prati. Is this a general din, or is this part and parcel of every mitzvah? Lifnei iver. If I cause you to do the aveira of treif, and I also cause you to do the aveira of shatnes, and I also cause you or facilitate you are doing the aveira of any other aveira. So my scorecard in Shemayim, do I have three X's on the Lifnei Iver card, or is it there's a little section on the pig card, there's a little section on shatnes card, a Lifnei Iver section, and I violated a little shatnes. I violate a little whatever the mitzvah is. So that's a question about Lifnei Iver, Klali Prati. You also asked this question about Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir of pig and Chatzi Shir of Nevela and Chatzi Shir of Arla. So Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah, we paskin, Rabbi Yochanan. So is Chatzi Shir all the same? All the same for all Chatzi Shirs? Or is it a little bit of Chazer and a little bit of Nevela and a little bit, again, Klali Prati, Lifnei Iver, Chatzi Shir. So another, they ask it about four or five sugyas. Another one is Arvus. Arvus. When the Ran says here, it's I have a lack. Does that mean I have a lack in shofar? I have a lack in Megillah, the specific mitzvah that I can help you in, there's an Arvus section on that. It's a Prati Din. Or is it a Klali Din? Klali Din, we have to try to get everybody to do mitzvos, and it's all a more general din. So that's a question, and that could be a machlokas, as we will see in a couple of minutes. There are some exceptions to Arvus, which the Yerushalmi quotes, that one can't or one shouldn't. One shouldn't rely on Arvus, if possible, because these should be done oneself. The Ritva, that same Ritva we quoted before, quotes as Yerushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Kriyashma and Tfila. If somebody, Maker or Din, if I don't know how to say Kriyashma, you can say Kriyashma for me, and I can listen and be Yotze. But says the Yerushalmi, and the post can quote it, it's not appropriate. Kabbal Malcha Shemayim with someone else, when you can do it yourself. When it comes to other mitzvos, where it's more of a maisa mitzvah shel dibur, then we say, Barovam Hadras Melech, do it with one person, and one person is motzi everyone else. But Kriyashma, he says the Ritva, Ava b'Kriyashma v'tfila eini motzi es habaki, kidamar taima b'Yerushalmi, bedinhu, it's appropriate, sheikol echad v'echad mishani b'fiv, sheikol echad v'echad mevakish rachmim al atzmo, tfila. It's appropriate that everybody has to ask for their own rachamim. It's appropriate for everyone for themselves to be makabal malcha shemayim. So that's an exception to the rule. Tefila, kriyashma, some say benching. That's a question. Birchas hamazon, you should thank yourself, right? Not have someone else do it. But again, these are a couple of the exceptions. Birchas shevach is a question. That ritva has one more line. V'chein, let's see, you go outside and you all see a rainbow. Should one person say the bracha and everybody say amen? Or everybody says their own bracha. And a should and can, says the Ritva, v'chein b'chol bercha shel shevach avishi yatsa motzi. We say yatsa motzi, b'yol bercha shevach. That means, if you came out of the bathroom, I can make ashi yatsa for you, even though I didn't go to the bathroom. That's yatsa motzi. Right? But that's the Ritva, that's not so clear. Rav Avadia has a tshuva about it in Arachayim, Simen Tes, where he thinks maybe other Rishonim don't say that if you didn't go, like berchas anenin. If you didn't go through the experience, you can't make the bracha. If you both went to the bathroom, okay. But if you didn't go through, right? Somebody says, "I see a rainbow," so you can see the bracha from if you don't see the rainbow. Right? So that's more of a question. But what we'll talk about now is what about women? What about women? So the question is, what do you mean? What about women? Why should women? Women are obligated in almost all mitzvahs. There's only about six mitzvahs on Seishas Man Grama. So why shouldn't they be included? There's no source in Chazal. There's no source in Chazal that women should be any different. The women should be excluded. The women shouldn't be part of Arvus. And some point out that one of the sources of Arvus is the first pasuk in Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Yom Kolchem, right? And women are mentioned there. So why would they be excluded? So it's based on a rush. Based on a rush in Meseches Brachos and the way that the Nodeb Yehuda understands the rush. That's where the action is. The Gemara says in Meseches Brachos on Daf Chaf, Chaf Mabez, the Gemara has a suffix whether women are obligated in benching Midah Oraisa or Midah Rabbanan. Do women have to bench? So the question is, what do you mean? What, benching is not a Zman Grama, it's an Ochel Grama. Right, so why would women be pturos from benching? That's the Gemara's question. Ravina asks Rava, Nashim Avirchas Amazon, Daraisa Durabana. Lamai Nafkamina, and what's the Nafkamina? Could they be motzi others? A woman can be motzi a man. So Rashi says, maybe it's Durabanan because we mention Eretz Yisrael in benching. Allah Aretz HaTova, right? If you don't mention Eretz Yisrael in benching, we're not Yosei benching. There are four things we have to mention that has nothing to do with food. Eretz Yisrael, Bris Milah, Talmud Torah, and Malchus Beis David. But so women don't get a portion in the land. So maybe that's why, because that's a chiyuv to mention in benching, and they don't get a portion, so then maybe they're only obligated on a drabana level. Tosa doesn't like that shot. What about Kohanim and Levium? They also didn't get a portion, but they got Ari Levium. But Tosa says the reason is bris milah. Bris v'shachasanta b'vsareinu, when women aren't included in the mitzvah bris milah. Either way, the Gemara has that suffix. Whether obligated the rice is Rabbanan, and the nafkamina is, if they're only obligated to be the Rabbanan, they can't be motzi others who are chayiv biblically that are chayiv daraisa. Asks the Rush, I don't understand. The Gemara elsewhere in Maseches Brachos says that let's say I only had a kizayis of bread. You ate five slices of pizza. You are satiated. I am not satiated. You're chayiv to bench me daraisa. I'm chayiv to bench me the Rabbanan. I can be motzi you. Right, when we ask who's going to lead the benching, that's the Zimun, but let's say one person is going to bench, some people have the minhag of somebody saying the benching for one. We don't say, oh, are you full? Oh, you're not full, so you can't bench for me because I'm full. We don't ask that. Whoever has a chiyuv to bench has a chiyuv to bench. They ask the Rosh, what's the difference between a man who is only chayav derabanan, could be motzi another man who's chayav daraisa in benching? Well, here the Gemara says that if a woman would only be chayev derabanan, chayevus derabanan in benching, she wouldn't be able to be motzi a man. What's the difference? That's the Rosh's question here in Siman Yud Gimel on that Gemara. Maishna, what's the difference? So let's just read the answer. Yesh lomar, delo dami leish. No, that case of the woman the Gemara is asking is not comparable to the case of the man. Afalgav delo achal klum. Really, a man, even if he didn't eat anything, dinu sheyifter asacherim, he should pater others. He should exempt others. Why? To call Yisrael arevim zebazeh. Because really, all Yisrael are arevim. Berchas amazon. It's a berchas mitzvah, but it's berchas shevach. It is a mitzvah. I shouldn't say it's a berchas ha-mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to bench. And call Yisrael arevim zebazeh. Elamid rabbana anamru shalo yivarchu berchas ane below hana. But we say, you shouldn't make this bracha without eating. L'fichav, k'sha'asav, k'zayis, av yishin eschayv, elamid rabbana an mozi esacherim. Sha'arev hu ba'avuram, va'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon. Right, that's he is an RA for them, and it's upon him to save them from sin. What's from sin? Not benching would be called a sin. Ula hatzilan min ha'avon. V'liftar osam min ha'mitzvahs, and to pater them from mitzvahs. Aval, unless he's just saying that in general, and the mitzvahs line is talking about the benching. Here's the line, last line. Aval isha, eina bechlal ha'arvus. V'lakach eina motziya ela mishichiyu v'midi rabbanan. That's the line of the Rosh. Aval isha eina bechlal arvus, says the Noda Yehuda, the Rabbi Cheska Landau, the author of the Noda Yehuda, the chief rabbi of Prague. So he wrote the Tshuvas Noda Yehuda, which are his most famous offering. But on Shulchan Aruch, we know he wrote the Dogel Merivava, and on Shas he wrote the Tzlach Tzilin Nefesh Chaya, which is a memory for his mother Chaya. The Noda Yehuda is for his father Yehuda. His name was Rabbi Cheska Landau. But there he says, I have a problem, says the Noda Yehuda. Why? What's my problem? Because what happens generally Friday nights, let's say men come home from shul, they already davened in shul. They already mentioned Shabbos in shul, so they're yoche, kiddush daraisa, so they're only chayav in kiddush darabanan. They come home, many women don't daven ma'ariv. They come home from shul, women haven't said anything yet. So a woman is chayav in kiddush daraisa. So the man has got to be motzi the woman, but the man is only chayav darabanan and the woman is chayav daraisa. How does that work? Based on this Rosh, that women are not included in Arvus. That's his problem. So if you say, like Zoz Achronim, that say that right when somebody says Gechabis, they're Yotze Daraisa, then most women say Gechabis some point before Shalom Aleichem, right? And they should say Gechabis, then that's Yesh Mi Amal Lismoch. But if you don't say that, so then what do you do in this situation? And therefore the Noda Yehuda says, I'm stuck. I have a problem, because the Rosh says that women are not included in Arvus. This is in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch and Reishayin Aleph. Afilo b'isha makadishu motzi ishto b'nei beiso imanashim lois palu arvus. If the woman daven ma'arv, she's in the same place as the man. V'ish karis palu arvus v'imkeno ish ena mechuyi b'na Torah. V'anashim shlois palu chayvus b'na Torah. So what do you do? What do you do? They're not included in arvus, says the Rosh. V'ani mistapek. So then he says, well, maybe the Rosh only meant it that women cannot be motzi men. They're excluded from Arvus. But a man can be mostly a woman. They're included in that Arvus, which is unusual. Once you're included or excluded, why should it only go in one direction, not the other direction? But that's his suggestion. Ani mistapek, ima isha eina b'chal Arvus, haynu shehi eina aruva ba'ad acherim. It's not her responsibility for others, but others are responsible for him, for her. Aval ha'anashim, shekiblu Arvus bar grizim bar eval, nis arvu bo gam ba'ad ha'anashim. V'yem kein shavar moti isha se isha avshik var yatsa. O dilma, kishem sh'anashim lo nifluzim b'chal Arvus, koch lo kiblu anashim Arvus b'shol nashim, v'ayin yuvamis b'tzarachin. He leaves it b'tzarachin. And in the tzlach, also, he on the Goran Brachas of Chav Tzarachian. If you look in Rosh Weiss's bencher, the Birchon Minchas Asher, he said that he was machbid that the women of in his family daven Meir Friday night, even if they don't daven Meir, to be machbid lachanchilo for this Dagal Merivava. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the spot in three places, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch right here in Reishayin Aleph, and in the Tshuvas in Siman Zayin, and in his commentary on Mishnayos in Megillah in the third parak, he says the same thing. He says, I think the Noda Yehuda is misunderstanding the Rosh. The Rosh is not saying that women are not included in Arvus. No. The Rush is saying that according to the other side of the understanding that women are excluded from Birchas Hamazon, Daraisa, so then they're not included in Arvus in that mitzvah. Any mitzvah that I am not in, I'm not obligated in, so I'm not Arvus in that mitzvah. If women are not included in the mitzvah of lulav, they can't be motzi a man in the bracha of lulav. Right? If a woman is not motzi, that's all it means. It doesn't mean that they're excluded from arvus in general. It means in this mitzvah, in the mitzvah that they're not included in, so then they wouldn't be allowed to be motzi. That's what he says. Ein dega, the Rebbe Kivager quotes the Dagomer of Ava, quotes another Bihud, and he says, "Laniyas daiti, ein chiluk bein anashim l'anashim l'ni arvus." There's no chiluk. V'lo matzina b'shum duchta. There's nowhere in Shas that it says anything about this. This is such an important yisod that it would have been said by Chazal. Chazal didn't say a word about the difference between men and women. So it doesn't say anywhere b'shem duchto, the benashim ein adin de'im yatsa motzi. V'ari gaba Yanai malko malak, because I looked at the Gemara later on in Brachis. There was a story about Yanai, the king Yanai, and his wife. They ate bread together, and it sounds like, you know, they worked through arvus. Mashu dim haya ochal shimim et shetach kizayis, shapir avad. Right? Right? He says it's not true. I'm Cain. I'll call him Nifshat Sveiko Dagona. Now, I don't think that's what he meant. Near the Gemara Sarash, the Arbas Hayirach Lagave Misha Mechuyev Mitzvah Zu Who Arev Alachirim. Right? That's it. But if women are not included, Avo Mitzvah She'ain Chayavim Ba Tahinu Imnashim Beberchas Amazon Drabanan Ain Lahem Din Arbas, then they wouldn't have Arbas in that situation. So some suggest. Maybe this machlokas, no, the Bihuda and Dagomar Vava is related to what we said before, the Klali Prati. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Arvus is about every single specific mitzvah. And that's why he says Arvus is, if you're not included in this mitzvah, then there's no Arvus in this mitzvah. But otherwise, there would be. And maybe the, no, the Bihuda holds, no, Arvus is a general din, a general Klali din, and therefore, he says once women are excluded, they are excluded. Lomaisa. There's yesh harbei lismoch alav. There's a lot to rely on if a woman, if a woman daven ma'ariv, there's no problem, even if a woman doesn't daven ma'ariv, right? There are shittas that say, once Shabbos is mentioned, some type of Shevach is mentioned, they're yotze midaraisa. And third, Rabbi Kivager, they're included in Arvus, in both directions. And therefore, it wouldn't be an issue. But either way, the Minchas Yitzchak proves the Rabbi Kivager being right from our little Gemara up here. That the man, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, if a woman would be obligated in Puravu, then a man would have Arvus and have to be free her in order to allow her to do the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.